Proclamation number 6308 of 10th of July, 1955. God's constant call. People have distanced themselves so far from me that my call barely touches their ears, that they're indeed still able to hear it, but they are not aware that they have to pay attention to it and that they therefore allow it to be drowned out because other sounds penetrate them which they willingly comply with. The voice of the world is heard by everyone and only a few close their ears to it, but my voice is lost, for it does not impose itself, it calls and warns. It lovingly entices and admonishes without, however, exerting compulsion on the human being, for it must be willingly listened to if it is to bring beneficial success. But the more distant the person is from me, the weaker is the effect of my voice, and therefore my bearers of light will also have little success with those whose unkind way of life betrays their great distance from me. For even if my word is brought to them, they don't feel touched by it. For them it is just empty sound which disturbs them far more than influences them beneficially. Nevertheless, again and again I try to be heard. Again and again I bring my bearers of light together with them. I address them myself through my servants, and yet every now and then I achieve that a person becomes perplexed and takes notice. This success will only rarely be recorded, and yet nothing shall be omitted if even one soul is saved from ruin. Anyone who has given up on me will hardly find me again, and then it will still require quite powerful means which I will also still use before the end comes. My voice will then sound loud and audible and only confirm what was previously proclaimed to them in a quiet speech. My concern is always for those who are still far away from me and have no idea what this great distance means for them. I will not give up on a person until the end, and if only I succeed in making them consciously listen to me for once, my words will be so insistent that they will not remain without success. But often this is not possible, for I do not take away their freedom of will, and it requires free will to listen to me without resistance. But then my word will have great strength, it will no longer let go of the human being and, if not sooner, he will raise a fearful cry to me in the hour of the end which, because it comes from the heart, will be heard by me and will give him a last hope. And he will be spared the last thing. The new banishment into matter. I only want to save people from this, I only want to achieve that they still find their way to me beforehand, that I can still call them before the end is there, so that they do not belong to those who have to languish in bondage and darkness for endless times again. The short time of grace until the end should therefore still be utilized, and you, my servants on earth, should remember that every saved soul means infinite joy for me, because I don't want the being to suffer and be banished again. You should do everything to make my word accessible to those who are distant from me. You should exhaust all possibilities to be active on my behalf. You should know that my blessing will always be upon you in your start, because you only accomplish my will if you take care of those I would like to address but cannot address them without your cooperation because they distance themselves from me and don't hear my call. You also have access to those who are denied access to me, and you can speak to them purely humanly and inform them of my working on and in you. They will not believe you, but they will nevertheless temporarily open their ears to you, and something can penetrate them which will then come to the surface when the time is there which I announce again and again. And then still a seed can come up, A tiny plant can sprout and strive towards the light. A person can still recognize in a flash before the end and then take refuge in me. And I will accept everyone who then still comes to me. For I want to save but not eternally condemn. Amen.